Okay, I'll declare the meeting open for the special council meeting. Anybody is in attendance? No apologies. Public question time, there's nobody. Application for leave absence, there's nobody. Officers' recommendation that minutes the ordinary meeting on council held on the 16th July 26th be confirmed as a true and correct. Is someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Cruz has seconded. There being anybody against? No one against? Take the motion as carried. Thank you. There's no President's Council announcements. There's one declaration of...
Yeah, I think it's 9.1.4.
Okay, thank you, Domo.
Councillor Guy declared a financial interest being an employee of the proponent.
Okay, now I'll hand over to the CEO.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item is the adoption of the 26-27 budget. The purpose of this report is to consider and adopt the municipal budget for 26-27 financial year, together with supporting schedules, including imposition of rates and minimum payments, adoption of fees and charges, and establishment of a new reserve fund, setting of elected members' fees for the year, and other consequential matters arising from the budget papers. All councillors have been presented with the final 26-27 budget, and it has been reviewed and recommended by our audit. What's the full term for the audit committee? For the audit risk and improvement committee. So, without having to repeat ourselves, because we've got the same people in attendance, my first recommendation is that council, as per the audit risk and improvement committee recommendation, endorse the budget papers for 26-27, which is pursuant to provisions of various legislation and includes a statement of comprehensive income by nature and type, statement of cash flows, rate setting statement and notes to and forming part of the budget. An absolute majority is required, Council.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Della Bosca has moved and Councillor Guy has seconded. There being anybody against? There being nobody against, I take the motion as carried by absolute majority. Thank you.
Thank you. The next recommendation is that Council, as per the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee's recommendation, endorse the general rates, the minimum payments, instalment payment arrangements, discounts and interest as presented. Absolute majority is required.
Someone prepared to move? Mm-hmm. Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Della Bosca has seconded. There being anybody against? There being nobody against, I'll take the motion as carried by majority, absolute majority.
Thank you. The next recommendation is that Council, as per the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee recommendation, endorse the fees and charges for 26-27 as presented and relevant to legislation.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Cruz has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. There being anybody against? There being nobody against, I'll take the motion as carried by absolute majority.
Thank you. The next recommendation, that Council, as per the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee recommendation, endorse the elected members' fees and allowances for 26-27 as presented. Absolute majority required.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Cruz has seconded. Sorry, it's Councillor Cruz. I've taken it. Being anybody against? No one against? I'll take the motion as carried by absolute majority.
And the last one is that Council, as per the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee's recommendation, endorse the material variance reporting for 26-27 limits as presented.
I'm not prepared to move.
Yep.
Councillor Guy has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. There being anybody against? There being nobody against, I take the motion as carried by absolute majority.
Item 9.12 is a compliance audit return for 2025. The purpose of this report is for Council to adopt the 2025 annual compliance audit return as recommended by the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. My recommendation is that, as per the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee recommendation, endorse the compliance audit return 2025 and authorise the Shire President and CEO to sign the SCAR for dispatch to the Department of Local Government as per the requirements of the Local Government Act 1995. Absolute majority required.
Councillor Della Bosca has moved.
Simmons.
Councillor Simmons has seconded. There being anybody against? There being nobody against, I take the motion as carried by absolute majority. On for 1-4.
We missed one, haven't we? There's 1-3.
It's the
order. I'm trying to find it. Sorry, councillors. Item 9.1.3 is this report is for council to consider adopting the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee's recommendation that the Regulation 17 review of the appropriateness and effectiveness of the organisation's risk management, internal control and legislative compliance systems and procedures, a triannual review is adopted. So, Council, the Audit Committee's already reviewed this, and the Council, as per the Audit Committee's recommendation, receives and reviews the Shire Westonia Regulation 17 review report presented by the CEO under Regulation 17.3 of the Local Government Audit Regulations 96. Absolute majority required.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Della Bosco has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. There being anybody against? No one against? I'll take the motion as carried by absolute majority. Thank you.
You have to change those audit committee to Item 9.1.4, proposed assignment of head lease part reserve 49359 Camp. Councillor Guyer has declared an interest in this item. Financial interest as being a direct employee of the proponent. The purpose of this report is for Council to provide consent to the proposed assignment of the head lease for part of reserve 49359, which is the camp, from Remelius to Forestania Resources Limited. Council would be aware, having separate lease arrangements with the Edna May operations for the life of the project for properties referred to as the industrial shed, car park and camp. Council also aware that Remelius recently announced their intention to sell Edna May operations to Forestania Resources Limited. They are now seeking council consent for assignment between the parties of the existing camp lease agreement. And I don't know whether they intend to do the same with the other two leases, but I think the camp's first on there. So for the purposes of the head lease, the tenant requests the state and the Shire's written consent to the deemed assignment arising from the proposed transaction. The tenant confirms there is no money payable under the sublease due but unpaid. There is no unremedied breach of the tenant's obligations under the sublease, and the change in ownership of the tenant will not affect the obligations of the new tenant in relation to the lease premises, as the proposed transaction will only constitute a deemed assignment. The tenant will continue to be fully responsible for the tenant's obligations under the sublease, notwithstanding the deemed assignment. And they're hoping to have this by the 31st of July, which we're not going to get. My recommendation that council provide consent to the proposed assignment of the head lease for part of Reserve 49359 Camp from Ramelius to Forestania Resources Limited, and sign the appropriate documents. Absolute majority required.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Cruz has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. There being anybody against? There's no one against. I'll take the motion as carried by absolute majority. Thank you. 9.2, nothing. 9.3.
9.3.1 is the Regional Road Group 5-year program and 27-28 project MCAs. The purpose of this report is for council to endorse the Regional Road Group 5-year program and the 27-28 project MCAs, which are for the Westonia Carabin Road and Leach Road. As part of the Regional Road Group funding arrangements, council are required to review its 5-year road program and provide updated MCAs like virtually 18 months ahead, 27-28 financial year. There's a list of council roads that are eligible for Regional Road Group funding. The proposed MCAs for 27-28 is for the Wesley Carabin Road to reseal the full length of 11.58 kilometres, which is from Carabin to the mine entry, for $532,500. And that's in consideration of the likelihood that truck cartage is likely to commence again next year. And for Leach Road to reseal a further 9 kilometres, because we're sealing 9 kilometres this year, 26-27, so another 9 kilometres, 27-28, which gets you a bit closer to Rabbit Proof Fence Road. I've attached the paperwork for council review. And my recommendation is that council review and endorse the amended submission to the Regional Road Group, which is the 5-year road program, 27-28 to 31-32 financial years, and the 27-28 MCA submissions for Westonia Carabin and Leach Roads as presented.
Yes.
Move Councillor Geyer. Seconded. Councillor Faithfull, anybody against? There being nobody against, I take the motion as carried by absolute majority.
Item 9.4.1 is a resale of land lot 342, number 7 Pyrite Street, use of common seal. The purpose of this report is for council to consider reselling lot 342, 7 Pyrite Street to Greg and Jill Dwyer. As you know, we have a conditional land release arrangement to promote growth in town. Council had previously resolved to enter into a conditional land use agreement for this lot with a Janine Gardner back in October 25. Since that decision, Ms. Gardner has ignored numerous attempts to have the agreement signed, including payment for the lot. Council has subsequently advised that the agreement is no longer on offer to her. And we have since received an application from Greg and Jill Dwyer, who wish to purchase lot 342 with the intention to construct a small residence and Caliban shed. Just on that, they've actually got one of these Augustas that we've built next door. It's on a mine lease out at Niagara, but it's only two or three years old. So the intention is to relocate. So that's the style of house that's coming back. Mm-hmm. It's different cladding than what we got. Still a nice home. My recommendation is that council approve the sale of lot 342 7 Pyrite Street to Greg and Jill Dwyer, and authorise the President and CEO in affixing the common seal on the transfer of land ownership form.
Councillor Okay, someone prepared to move. Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. There being anybody against? There being nobody against, I'll take the motion as carried by absolute majority by everyone. Okay. No elected motions, previous notice of 10, 11, new business, nothing. Date and next time of our ordinary council meeting will be the 20th of August 26th, commencing at 3:30. And there being no further business, declare the meeting closed and thank everyone for their attendance. Thank you. Thanks, boys.